getting together one last time. Getting together one last time.
All right, it's WMFO Medford, 11 a.m. I'm Mike. I've been here since 9 with my great guest, Rick Barton. I don't know why. I'm just because I have all this echo. It's because I have 4 microphones on. I guess it sounds weird. But anyway, Rick, beautiful work. I mean, I'm glad that we got to hear a bunch of your stuff from the 2 albums that you put out most recently. That last one, Two Old Lonely Guys, is just heart-wrenching. So congratulations on really good stuff.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Okay, and thanks for getting up and driving here from Maine. I appreciate that.
Oh, I love to drive.
All right, cool, cool, cool. All right, so Something About the Women is up next, everybody, here at 11:01 with Kirsten. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
Agent Judy is sitting across from me. Hello there.
How lucky are we?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's lucky? I'm lucky.
We are so grateful to have artists who make the effort to come in and share the music and hoof up the stairs.
Yeah, those stairs.
That is no small feat.
No, not at all.
Well, there used to be no air conditioning, so
yes, we're moving up in the world. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Had to be done. So Judy's here. Is she here for the whole 2 hours?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
We're
going
to hang out as long as Judy wants to stay. That's great. You're going to play some live music. We're going to play some influences. I've got questions. I have questions. You know, sometimes the simplest comment really like mind blast, because Agent Judy is talking about metaphors as a nurse. Everything is concrete in my life, and I have now been pondering metaphors, looking at lyrics, and I feel like there are a lot more metaphors in the world than I initially realized. So,
well, I noticed that Judy has her thinking cap on, so you should be all set. So welcome, Judy. Hi, Kirsten. Have an awesome show.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be back next week at 9. This is WMFO, and we're going to start off with Patti Smith. What a great choice.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Here we go with Something About the Women. This is WMFO.
Levitating with she. Here I go, and I don't know. ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing barefoot in mid-air, I spin. Some strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. Oh God, I fell for you.
Blood of our lips sweats in the dark like a face. The mystery of childbirth, childhood itself, grave visitations. What is it that caused us? Why must we pray screaming? Why must not death be redefined? We shut our eyes, we stretch out our arms, and we're all in a pane of glass. An asphyxiation, a fix on anything. The line of life, the limb of the tree, the hands of he, and the promise that she is blessed among women.
Okay, good morning, everyone. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have Agent Judy here in the station with me. I don't have her mic on. Hold on one second.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm going to turn off
Oh, there
mic
I am.
See which
Yay.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's, as I mentioned, it's no small feat. Getting here, finding parking, walking up the stairs, carrying your music equipment. But yet, here we are.
Yes, it's wonderful. No,
so,
I'm really pleased. I love the show Something About the Women.
Oh, thank you. So, been on air for over 50 years now.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Yes, and I had been listening to it for many years before I became a DJ on here, so I'm forever grateful for Sue making that shout out and saying we could use another DJ. And then Jane is our other DJ, and Jane and I actually worked together at Fenway Health at one point, so that's been really great. So, and we go out and we listen to music together and all kinds of fun things. So it's a community, and you are part of that music community.
I think of it as like a giant sort of three-dimensional network. Like I'm constantly meeting people that were in the same place as I was in 30 plus years ago.
That's right.
And
we
never met them. I don't remember
them. We were at the RAT at the same time.
Yeah, like you. Yeah. You're a perfect example that I didn't know you back then. We were probably hanging out in slightly different. It's like a honeycomb. It's like overlapping circles. Mm-hmm. It's very tribal, Boston music.
You know, when
it's
when I first moved here, I was 26. I was a bit of a pissant. Like it takes
what exactly is a pissant? Define that for me.
In my mind, it's somebody who can be a little bit snarky at times.
Okay.
Given their age group. Like thinking that like they know everything at 26. And I remember I was at the RAT and I ran into a friend who was older than I was. He was 35 years old. Ooh. And I said, wow, you are my hero. You're still going out to shows at your age.
Well, it's all relative.
Yes. So that was my pissant.
That's
I'm going to play some music while you get your guitar ready, and then we'll figure out our schedule for when you want to play live and talk about your music and talk about your influences. I'm starting with a dear friend of ours who we hold near and dear to our heart.
Much missed.
Yes. So here we go.
Thanks, Justine.
Thanks, Justine.
I can't Okay, that was my three-song set, starting with Justine Kovalt from Justine and the Unclean, Scorpion Bowl to Go. Love that song so much. Justine is the reason that I know some of the musicians that I have been playing and will be playing. Andrew Gillis, All Your Stuff, and the Chelsea Curve, All in Time. I have a couple more songs, and then I'm going to bring Agent Judy back on mic to play live, which I'm really so excited about and grateful for. Going to start, we're going to tone it down just a little bit and then play some Girl with a Hawk and then one of Agent Judy's influences, and then, like I said, bring her on mic. Here we go.
Oh, choose her a name she will answer to. Call her green, and the winters cannot fade her. Call her green for the children who've made her little green. Be a gypsy dancer. He went to California. Hearing that everything's warmer there, so you write him a letter and say her eyes are blue. He sends you a poem and she's lost to you. Little green, he's a non-conformer, just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow. Child with a child pretending, weary of lies you are sending home. So you sign all the papers in the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed. A little green, have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow.
Okay, so that was little two-song set, starting with Girl with the Hawk, Same Stars, and then one of Agent Judy's influences, Joni Mitchell, Little Green. And Agent Judy, hello.
Hi.
I didn't realize the backstory to that Joni Mitchell song.
I have read that it was... that's my guitar. Oh. I have read that it's related to the adoption of her daughter. She gave up a daughter for adoption when she was young.
Interesting.
I think that was in Canada.
Wow.
She's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. she's just a very inspiring person to me. And she's kind of snarky, which I sort of...
Yes,
you know,
we talked about
it's fine,
that.
Be snarky. I don't,
yes.
You know, we're not having coffee. We benefit from her creations.
We do. So thank you so much for making that suggestion. Now, you have your guitar with you.
I do.
And what are you planning on playing?
I was going to play a song called Check Your Radar. I am going to play a song called Check Your Radar.
Yes.
On my Guild acoustic.
It's so beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing this in. I'm going to turn my mic off so you can go ahead.
Yeah. This is the coffee shop version. Whoops. Thank you. before you jump. Yeah, 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 I hear the little voice in my head floating through the turbulence like a whisper from afar. Listen to your radar. Listen to your radar.
That is absolutely
stunning.
That's
the stunning. Rough and raspy version.
Yes.
The cafe.
Let me see if I...
Sipping your coffee, listening to the lone folk singer in the corner. Can't you just see it?
Yes. We're just missing the coffee.
Oh, yes.
So, let me see what I can do here with the mics, because I'm hearing a little bit of feedback.
I figured I would just keep going.
Yes.
Because that's what you do.
That's what you do. I have questions for you.
I have managed to loop
my
headphones onto
your glasses.
My glasses and my guitar strap.
It jumped right in there.
Allow me to repair the situation.
So when we were getting ready for this show, you made a very... Oh. Are you not hearing me?
Oh, there. That's better.
Okay. When we were getting ready for this show, you made a very simple comment having to do with metaphors.
Yes.
And I am wondering... I'm a very concrete thinker, and I thought, wow, there are probably a lot of metaphors going on in the world that I realized... That song maybe has a few metaphors.
Yeah. Metaphor just means that you say something in a way using objects or concepts that don't match it literally, right? So that's how I think of a metaphor. I am not a literary expert by any means. I've read many books, but I didn't study much literature. So... Not formally. So,
yes,
I don't really know. I'm not even sure if I am clear on the exact, precise, correct definition of a metaphor. But, like, check your radar.
Right.
What are we measuring during the song? It's, you know, it's about choices. That song is, like, about making decisions.
Right. What does the radar mean?
Right. Well, if you go shopping, I would take my kids shopping and they would see something that they wanted. And I would say, check your radar. And what that meant was, think ahead. Will you regret not buying it? Is it important to you? Do you really want it? Or is it an impulse?
All right.
Check your radar.
Check your radar.
So for decision, I don't know, it's a decision-making concept.
Yes. I have
That's
some
what
friends.
It is.
And we have a phrase that is, a fox smells its own hole first.
Ooh.
And we debate that all the time, because what does that really mean? Does that mean you take care of your own problems first, or what is the hole, or do you, like, I don't know, we're still debating it.
Where did it come from, do you know?
No, I don't. It was my good friend Clay who first said that, and so, you know, it's very visual to me. Fox has a foxhole, so
yeah.
Do you clean your own house out before you worry about other people's stuff? I don't know.
Does sound like you're doing something in your own hole before you're doing
anything else.
That's so exactly right, yes.
What is it that you're doing there is the question, I guess.
You know,
that's a good one.
I'm going to play a couple of songs.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to bring you back on mic because I'd like you to share a little bit of your musical journey. I have some specific questions.
Okay.
And then you, of course, know the answers because you were there.
So most of the time, anyway.
Here we go. I'm going to start with some Marianne Faithfull.
You're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. And they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever, and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy, you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be. And scared you for 20 odd years. And then they expect you to pick a career. But you really can't function, you're so full of fear. Fear. A working class hero is something to be. Thank you.
If you wanna hide, then hide. If you wanna love, then love. If you wanna fight, then fight. You don't have to have a reason. Don't have to have a reason.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so if you are thinking about getting a dog, please consider adopting. And let's test out your mic and see if you're on.
Am I here? Oh, there. Oh, better.
Okay.
A little more of me.
How is that?
You tell me.
Okay.
How am I?
You were fabulous. I'm going to take a brief moment and remind people that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Something About the Kirsten. This is something about the women. My name is Kirsten. We are located in Medford on the Tufts campus. We are Freeform Radio, and Agent Judith Sprague is sitting across from me. Thank you so much for coming in.
I'm delighted to be here. Good morning, everyone.
So I, of course, have heard you perform, and it's just amazing to have you here and have this one-on-one time. And I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about your musical career. Actually, I do have a specific question first, because you started quite young, because there was a little gap in your...
Yes, there was a long gap. I was really into music as a kid. Like, I wanted to be Julie Andrews. And I was in, and then my first record that I ever got was Peter, Paul, and Mary. So I was learning, like right away, I was listening to harmonies and thinking harmonically, I think. And then someone at a record store told my mother that the cool new record was Sgt. Pepper. So she got it for me for my 8th birthday. And that was revelatory, you know, like. And then I just became a music, I was interested in music, but I was listening to a lot of folk music. I was really into Simon and Garfunkel. I didn't know about more authentic music. I just didn't even know it was out there. I did hear some Odetta, but I was into folk music, and then I found Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell, and then Joni Mitchell changed a lot of things. Because your influences just, you know, they add on, like, dirt on your shoe, you know, they just keep piling up, and it's wonderful because you become a tapestry of what you've, and then you put it all through the filter of who you are.
Yes.
And make art.
I love that, the filter who you are. Yes. And then you know, there are popular songs, and then we have an idea of what a song is supposed to be, and then Joni Mitchell comes along.
Right. Yeah. What's
otherwise.
A chorus? What's a verse?
Yes.
Yes, and I still have that argument to this day.
Yes.
My band is laughing right now. I adore. I love
good.
You guys. You know
laughing
I do.
Great. And then in your adolescence?
Yeah, I was sitting around playing guitars with friends, doing like Joni Mitchell songs and Crosby, Still, Nash and Young. And then I found Pink Floyd.
But then you.
And then after
my
that.
My understanding is from you, from our conversation, you stepped away from.
At around 15 or 16, I stopped playing.
Right.
Because I went to a new school, and my old school had a great choral department and virtually no art department.
Mm-hmm.
So I got switched over to a school in what I can only describe as traditional white flight. To a suburban school that had a really great art department and virtually no music department. So I started painting.
Okay.
And I had stage fright issues.
Uh-huh.
And
which,
I was...
Which I think for particularly women and adolescents...
Yeah,
and
it's hard to have confidence.
Confidence is...
Once I found it, though, confidence, like, it was many, many, many years later, but... Once I found it, it's never gone away. It's odd. It's like something, like a, it was like a switch.
Yes.
I just kind of, and I can't explain it.
But what an interesting journey, because of course your visual arts.
Yeah, I was a visual artist for many years and raising children and working.
I feel like you are absolutely using your visual arts in your lyrics and the scenes that you create with your music.
That is true. Yes, that is true.
I mean, I wax poetic about Copper Flowers, which we're about to hear, because I feel like there's so much there.
Well, Copper Flowers, do you know what it's about? Do you have any idea?
I feel like...
I know it's a little cryptic.
I feel like there is something specific that happened. I am guessing that maybe perhaps a bottle of ink really did spill, but I don't know that.
Right.
But I'm thinking that perhaps a bottle of ink, did I say a bottle of milk? A bottle of ink spilled, and then